When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:39, it is Thursday morning, here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, as we continue SEC Media Days, the final day. Only two more teams to go. Arkansas and Texas A&M will wrap it up for us here at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Here in about 15 minutes or so, Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. Who would have thought that Micah is just like all the rest of us? But right now, our weekly Thursday staple, boy, music.
And before we get into the scene here in Atlanta, we talked about this story in the news about the couple who got busted at the Coldplay concert. It's having a little bit of an affair there on the Jumbotron. The guy immediately just crouches down out of the scene. The lady turns around. The internet did their work and realized that they were both married, but not to each other. And they were colleagues at work. So you have an update on that, right?
Apparently, Coldplay tweeted out earlier today, starting with our next show, we're introducing camera-free audience sections for people and their side pieces.
Very nice.
They're leaning into it.
Why not? It's not their fault.
Not
yeah, and then actually and him, they're calling it out at that particular point. I think it was Tip Sheet that said, just... You made it worse by doing exactly what you did. Just stand there.
Makes it a way bigger scene.
It's done now. There's nothing you can do about it.
You've been memed into eternity now.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
if I ever send you that gif of that guy sliding away, just know I messed up real bad.
Yeah.
We also now know who they are. Apparently, it is some company named Astronomer. This is the CEO of Astronomer named Andy Byron.
Oh, no.
And he has been caught having an affair with, I guess, an employee of his who runs, according to this report here, the head of HR for his company.
Oh, the head of HR. Now, who is she going to go report to? Herself?
Does she have to send herself
an email?
An email, yeah.
Have to report something bad happening. Oh, wow.
Wild, dude.
That is very wild.
Absolutely
that happened yesterday at the Coldplay concert. Now, here in Atlanta, where we have taken quite a few ride shares, and Travis pointed this out while we were in some of the ride shares as far as the musical selections being played by the driver. It's kind of been all over the place. But when you think about Atlanta and you think about music, especially for me, I think you just think about the hip-hop scene that is so rich and so big here. And the main guys from that, of course, is Outkast, who set that scene on fire when they came out. And, man, hip-hop was just about – hip-hop was about New York, and then it's West Coast. And then you even throw Houston into the mix. But then Atlanta jumped on the scene, man, and I can remember – I'll never forget this – hearing a couple of Outkast songs early on, but then going to see Lauryn Hill in concert, and these two dudes who didn't even have the curtains open stepped out from behind the curtains with two microphones and just started going off. And it's Outkast, this big boy, and it's Andre 3000, and there was a guy sitting about three rows in front of me, man, who stood up the entire way and knew every single lyric that was, I mean, he was jamming.
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, man, I heard a song or two, but I wasn't quite familiar with them. And I was like, man, I need to jump into this, man, because this dude in front of me is making me want to check it out a little bit more. And then, of course, they explode and blow up, and Outkast is what they are. But I think they're the godfathers when it comes to Atlanta. But it's so rich, man. It goes so deep. TLC, the group TLC, is from Atlanta. And all the music that they put out, Usher, Jermaine Dupri, that's what Justin asked about. And he's mainly a producer. He jumped onto the scene producing a ton of people. And, yeah, if he walked through, I'd go crazy. This little short dude who dated Janet Jackson. And he has made a ton of good music here in Atlanta. And it's a trip because now you anyone says Atlanta, they played this song like in and out of the All-Star game maybe five different times. And they actually performed this before the game. It was Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the song they performed. So
the
you
Fast
think about
and the Furious guy.
Yeah. that's exactly how you couched him. Hey, it's the Fast and Furious guy. All right, no, that's pretty much Ludacris. I know the, as a matter of fact, he started out on radio. He's a DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he was selling, CDs and his mixtapes out of the trunk of his car.
Wow.
Trying to get famous. And now, boom, here he is. Man, I love Ludacris. There are a lot of people who say that it's not a lot of substance in his raps, in his lyrics,
but they're fun.
They have really
fun songs.
He's hot in here, right?
No, that's Nell. That's St. Louis.
Dang.
That's Nell.
You almost had one. You thought you did.
What is he singing? I know something that he
does. He does our intro song.
Bitch, get out the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think.
Let me preface this with.
I always say you should know a Ludacris song, but man, I just don't know.
I know the move one.
Yeah. That's the one he likes. The move
man,
one.
Man, he first came out. I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. His first video, he was upside down with this huge fro. I think that was his first video, but that was, you dropped bows on him. I don't know if you heard the Throw Them Bows song. I don't know if you heard that, but when that first came out, I was like, okay, I like this dude. And you wonder, though, when they make tunes like this, is it going to be some sort of anthem for the city? Do they think it's going to be played every time you even think about Atlanta? Or they're just out there playing music? Like California Love. Do you think every time you mention California in radio promos that's going to be blasting through the speakers? Or you just think you're putting a tune on out that's
I bet it's just
you know,
putting
pretty
a tune
funky.
Out.
Right.
You know, if it catches on,
it's
maybe.
Good.
I wouldn't imagine.
Like I've heard, and this isn't Atlanta necessarily, but I've heard Jack White talk about Seven Nation Army. And it's one of the biggest stadium anthems in the world. And he was like, it's just a simple rock song that I liked. And we put it on the album.
Right.
We had no idea that it was going to literally pay our bills 1,000 times over for the next 50 years.
I know. But you get to start talking about other artists around here. And I think T.I. is a big one mentioned because he got into the acting game also with a movie titled ATL. He was starred in that movie, and he's done other things. He was in the Frank Lucas, Denzel Washington.
American Gangster.
He was the little nephew that played baseball, but he wanted to get into the game because Uncle Frank was this, you know, big gangster. That was T.I. And he's done a couple other things as far as acting goes. Now he's trying his hand at stand-up comedy, going around doing shows, trying to be a comedian. But, man, there was a time. I was on Instagram or something and saw a reel, and they started going the year by year of the tunes that T.I. put out, and I don't think I realized how many blanking hits that dude has. A ton. He was big in the game, but he hadn't done anything in a while. Married to one of the ladies from the musical group Escape. That's his wife. And one song that we play a ton here on the station, every time someone gets upset at someone else, and you play the Never Scared song. That's an Atlanta artist. That's Bone Crusher. You've had to hear this before because someone gets mad at the station. You may get the lyrics. Hang on, we'll get to the lyrics. No?
Matt.
No,
we played this on our show.
You don't recognize this?
You should recognize this one.
I'm surprised Tip Sheet didn't play it when you guys
got
into a fight. No, I ain't never scared. This is his most popular song by far, Bone Crusher. But he's a product out of Atlanta. Goody Mob, CeeLo Green, they're from Atlanta. Like
okay, CeeLo Green.
Yeah, this
I know that one song.
Musical scene, Arrested Development,
Crisscross,
the kids that wore the
oh
Crisscross backwards.
Gonna make you wanna jump.
There you
jump.
Go. That's
see?
Yeah, see Crisscross.
And they wore their clothes backwards.
They did. Yeah.
In the late 80s.
I don't know that I would pimp that one.
and
Crisscross.
Usher, Ciara, as far as the R&B scene, no man, but man,
I know who Usher is.
Come ATL on. Is just thick.
He did the Super Bowl.
Thick and rich. and the music scene, and I'm all here for it, man. I've been a Ludacris fan since he first came out, but Outkast, they're the GOATs. You think about Atlanta, you think about Atlanta music, you are definitely putting that Outkast out there because they are the GOATs. So just wanted to get the scene in Atlanta. Usually when we get into rideshare, it's a lot more R&B that's being played.
There's been a lot of jazz.
Jazz, right? Of course, yeah. Yeah.
That's been nice.
But the hip-hop scene is just incredible here in Atlanta. And it's kind of set itself with New York, L.A., Houston, New Orleans, and Atlanta as some of the scenes to where as soon as you hear an artist perform, you can almost tell where they're from and how the music style is.
That's cool.
And Atlanta has kind of grown into that spot. It's